ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Fuck around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do.
I ain't trying to tell you what to do. I just want to talk a spell with you. That felt like some bars. You guys know me. I'm super stoked on this episode today, and I'm so glad that you are with me on Talk More with Nessa. This is our Talk a Spell segment. We're about to talk a spell. We're talking a spell, and we're talking about social media. I mean, social media is such a heat, and I don't know, somebody said something one time, said social media is such a hit because people are so interested in other people's lives, especially nosy people, gossips. You know, you want to, you know, swipe down people's story, or swipe up, is it swipe down or swipe up, whatever swipe it is. Anyways, you are stalking pages, going through posts, reading meanings into captions, and it's because you are nosy. That is why social media is such a hit. Anyways, today's topic is all about social media. Like I mentioned, we will be discussing how to use social media correctly and not wrongly. Yeah. Oh, let's not forget, that song is titled Mood, and that is by 24K Golden. All the song right goes to them. I own no right to any of the song, or to this song. Yeah, I own no right. Title is Mood by 24K Golden. Beautiful song there. Yeah. So, I said we're going to be learning how to use social media properly. Now, social media is now a huge one's life, and you can just wake up in the morning, you can decide to post a picture, you can decide to put your questions out there, and then people are interacting with you, and you're building this network of online buddies, online friends that you don't even know, or you've never met some of them physically. But trust me, most people are so into social media that they even feel like they know a lot of online friends, and that their online friends are more supportive of them than the physical people that they even have around them. So basically, social media is now part of our lives, and we are, you know, the social media generation, the phone pressing generation. And in fact, as of 2019, there were about 3.48 billion social media users, according to the Global Digital 2019 report by Hootsuite, and we are social. Anyways, as people who use social media very well, both professionally and for personal purposes, it can be quite tricky to know exactly how you should be employing or using the platform, so you don't end up using the platform the wrong way. Because most of the employers these days, they go through your social media page, they go through some of the things that you post, and a lot of people have gotten jobs or lost jobs as a result of what they have online or what they put out there. So, you know, you have to really be careful what you are putting out there. And on Talk a Spell today, I'm not going to act like a judge or jury. I'm just going to give my own advice, and then you pick what works for you. And anyway, should I say this Yoruba saying? This is Talk a Spell. So let me say it. Say Aborolanso Formulua Bitobati Denwe Adodidi. Now let me try to translate that. It says it's like you don't say everything to a child, just say part of the words, and a wise child will pick the wisdom from whatever advice you give to him or her. I mean, you don't give all of the out the few words, and then a smart child is gonna pick whatever works for him or her. Anyways, that aside, whatever you put in your social media account reflects on you, like I stated. So it is very, very important that you know how to use your social media responsibly. This could be your Twitter page, your Facebook page, your Instagram, and any other social media accounts you might have out there. Now, number one, do not post photos or videos that damage your reputation. Your reputation is very important because it travels faster before you, especially online. Your post online, yes, is like a representation of you before somebody even finally sees you physically and knows who you are. Your online presence is going to be like your sole representative. So if you are trying to post a picture, you have to think, what would people think about me, or what would my future employers think about this thing? So let's take, for example, you went to this crazy party, and then last night you went to a crazy party with your friends, and you guys had so much fun, you had so much to drink, and your Facebook photos all of a sudden are illustrating all of this because you posted them. Having fun and sharing it is an authentic part of being human, but you may want to carefully consider which photos you post of the night's activities. Is it unflattering pictures? Is it pictures that could be misunderstood? Any picture could be seen as unprofessional and doesn't represent the value vouched for, okay, in or at your workplace. Perspective and find this picture advertise you're someone who is not responsible enough to the position that you are seeking for. So always say and only post photos of you that, you know, uphold the reputation that you want, that upholds you personally and professionally. And also bear in mind that you may not be the only one putting photos on social media. If a friend has posted photos of you which would widen up the scene, you can untag yourself from it. That is for Facebook. I don't know that. Okay, you can also tag people on Instagram and Twitter, yeah? Just untag yourself from anything that looks unprofessional. And if you think that they are particularly bad, you can also reach out to the friend and ask them to please take it down. Now, personal information. This one is so key, because a lot of people don't know when to draw the line between personal information and information that should be for the public. It's like they are posting everything about yourselves, and before you know it, online scammers can even get access to some of their personal information and then use it. Like for example, on Twitter, there are so many. It's supposed to be a fun activity. Should I call it fun activity? Yeah, that people like to participate in. They could ask you to drop your phone number or your account number for a giveaway or something. And in the process of doing all of these things, you're dropping so many personal information. You're dropping house addresses most times. You're really so conscious about what you're putting out there. The key to safe social media is remembering that once you posted an information, the information is available forever. And this is why sometimes when people do wrong things, you find out their page and then they dig out the information and they be like, is this you? Is this you? So this is like an information that you probably put out there for so long, but the fact that you've forgotten about it, somebody can, you know, retrieve that information, screenshot it, save it, and then use it against you tomorrow. So you have to be really careful what you put there. Furthermore, posting pictures, personal pictures, like for example, pictures of your house that clearly shows your possessions or complete layout. Never post photos that contain sensitive personal information such as your driver's license, your passwords, your credit card numbers. Highly sensitive informations like this can be used by online criminals to steal your identity and then commit fraud under your name or even break into your home. Final one that I'll be talking about today is do not trash talk other people online. No. There are so many guilty people for this. In fact, this sub is for most people on Twitter. You know, when people go ahead to trash talk and then when you want to correct them, they're like, no, I was just sarcasm or I was playing. Sarcasm is a form of cheap wit. Okay, I don't know if you agree with me on that, but I know sarcasm when I see sarcasm, but so many people are beginning to, you know, trash talk people, and when people don't understand for it, they say, oh, you don't know anything about sarcasm, or you don't know anything about being sarcastic, it's a joke, you can't take a joke, blah blah blah. Arguments, particularly those carried out through a keyboard, can get us all riled up. However, angry, abusive, or downright mean tweets about angry, abusive, or downright mean tweets about other people will do nothing for your own personal and professional image. There's so many people online that they keep hurling insults at people that they don't even know, and then they send so many things, and before you know it, you're blocking them off. There's this story a friend of mine told me it actually happened to him. Yeah, he was supposed to go for an interview, and when he went there, he actually is a social media manager, and you won't believe that when he got to the place, and one of the interviewers actually happened to be somebody that they had an online argument, and then he ended up blocking the person. The person was like, oh, search for me. And then it was in the process of trying to search for him that I discovered that, oh, he had blocked him off. They had already had a conversation in the past, and he had already blocked him. So apparently he didn't get the job. Yeah, so it's one of these things, no matter how angry you are, no matter how, you know, I don't even know, no matter how angry you are, basically, try not to hurl abusive or downright mean tweets at other people, because this will do nothing for you. It will only ruin things. Instead of hurling insults, just try to reach an agreement or just stay off arguing at all. Because when you start hurling insults, it makes you appear really petty and aggressive. And nobody wants to work with an aggressive or pet person who is likely to display this behavior at the place of work in a professional setting. So if you have a problem with somebody, don't use social media to bash or to shame them. It only ever succeeds in making you look small and so insignificant. That's why sometimes when people do things and they say, oh, it was for clout, I don't know why you would want to chase clout, and then, you know, you don't consider tomorrow, you don't consider the future. Clout is for the moment. The future is forever. So what are you saying? Finally, I'm going to drop this. Think before you post. A lot of people don't even think before they post at all. Before you drop a comment, before you click retweet, especially the things you like, because sometimes what you like is a representation of your belief and what you think, what you stand for. So before you comment or drop a tweet or a post, think about the repercussions. Will it offend anybody? Do you have your facts correct? Is this just hearsay? What do you want to accomplish by posting this thing? Something that, you know, you have to sit down and think or ask yourself all of these questions. So when you've arrived at a reasonable answer, then you can go ahead and, you know, post. Something that sounded good a while ago can actually sound foolish and so irresponsible after you've deliberated on it. So have a deep thinking before you post that post. Before you post that tweet. Social media is part and parcel of the modern world, and consequently, the professional environment. So, you know, you have to use social media. Yes, in as much as you have to use social media, you also have to be smart about your use of social media so it doesn't come back to bite you in the ass. So, that will be all for today on Talk a Spell. We've been able to talk about social media, and I was able to drop you some tips on how to use your social media correctly. Don't get involved in petty fights online. Don't hurl abusive words or insults. Don't be petty. No, be petty offline. Don't be petty online. In fact, try not to be petty. And that will be all for today on Talk a Spell Thursday. Thank you for joining me. Wishing you an amazing weekend ahead, because the weekend is here. The weekend is upon us after Friday. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. Bye.